Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome, everybody, to Going Mainstream's mid-season Scream Sheets. Yes, we are 9 episodes in, so we're at the halfway point of our Cyberpunk 2020 season. I am Sean, and I am joined here by Ellen.
Hello, everyone.
Chris.
Hey.
And our illustrious referee, Phil.
Hello.
So, it is at this point that we thought, you know what? Let's take a step back while there's a bit of a breather.
I'm sure y'all are stressed,
right?
as I felt during the whole recording of Cyberpunk 2020.
This is the point where I started to kind of ramp up the time pressure and get a bit serious about the complications I throw your way. So
yeah,
I understand.
It was very sweaty.
And it's a point where this is literally the first time since Roll to Cast has started that we've been able to kind of take a step back and say, hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi. Hope you're liking the show.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone who is listening, and to people who want to jump
didn't
in.
Didn't skip this episode.
Yeah.
And it's a really great chance to kind of, first of all, say a big, huge... I mean, one of the things we're going to talk about is you guys, the fans, the people that have been listening and your responses, not only on the social medias like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all the followers and the tweets and the friends that we've got, but also the reviews, the nice words and the thoughts, not only from you guys, but from the creators, Artelzorian Games.
I'm yes.
Just dropping a few things there for you.
We thought we were making something pretty good, but really, we don't know until it goes out into the court of public opinion. And we're really humbled, I think, to see the response that we've gotten from everyone.
I mean, just to have the actual creators of the game kind of as our overlords and actually looking at... It's like we are tiny, tiny humans offering up a sacrifice to some big gods.
Ellen, that's not quite how I view it. I mean, I'm
so
get what
scared
you're
of
at,
Artelzorian Games.
They're the monster under my bed.
they created this game, and obviously Mike Pondsmith's the original kind of central creator, but there's lots of other people who went into making this game.
Mm.
And when we set out to make this podcast, we really want to honor what they've made and their vision and kind of make something that really lives up to it. And to have them kind of confirm that we've done that is great. It's super
so
good.
So gratifying.
This is our sacrifice to them. It's our sacrifice to them.
And the gods, they did speak down unto us and said, just finished listening to the latest episode of Going Mainstream, a Cyberpunk actual play from Baby Beard Media. Freaking brava. Holy pistons, did they nail the rocker boy.
Yay.
Yeah, that and one gave me tinglies.
And they did smile unto us. No, that's... like when we got that tweet, I think I was traveling, and it was just like, I needed to literally put down my phone and just do like a, because it was just so, yeah, you're right, humbling, but also like we've all put so much work into Cyberpunk 2020, and to know that people are enjoying it and that it does fit into this overall kind of cohesion of this slick but gritty story that's also kind of really fun and creative at the same time.
And a game that's been going on for many, many years, to have fans of Cyberpunk 2020 saying, yeah, you guys get it. It's like, great.
Mm. Oh,
you guys have
God.
Been part of that community for a long time. And for us to kind of come in and be like, yeah, this is our kind of take on it. This is four people living in Australia, all of whom work in like the performing arts, having their spin on it, their take on it, is it's nice to know that we were so welcomed into that community. So that was really nice as
well. It's so crazy, because that was one thing that I learned from doing this podcast, with there's a Cyberpunk community.
Yeah, I would have never
thought. No idea existed.
Never have thought that.
Not with such fervor and such passion that they've clearly shown. It's like, it could be very easy for them to say, no, that's not how you do it.
Yeah.
And they'd be right to say so.
Interestingly, you know, there's a Cyberpunk 2020 community, and it's pretty amazingly long running, sort of since the 80s when it was first released. But Cyberpunk as a genre has this absolutely amazing community of like full of artistic creators and writers and YouTubers. And I think Cyberpunk's seeing a bit of a renaissance at the moment as well, like a renewed interest, like especially with the game, and even a couple of years back with the release of the new Blade Runner movie. The community for Cyberpunk as a genre is absolutely incredible and really widespread. My personal pet theory is that the reason it's sort of gaining popularity again is we're basically living in the beginning of the corporate dystopia that Cyberpunk predicts.
Do you want to hear my theory? It's all because of us.
Yeah, that's right.
We did this to the world.
We
humbled. We're totally humbled.
We ruined the world so that we could have a dystopia in which to roleplay in.
I mean, let's not forget that Cyberpunk 2077 was first announced, what, back in 2013, and it's only until after going mainstream started airing that they announced 2077 for the following April.
So, coincidence? I think not.
I don't think so.
Keanu, you're welcome, universe.
Yeah. I mean, we couldn't get Keanu Reeves as a guest star on
yet.
Going mainstream.
No, we were generous enough to lend him to 2077.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, you guys can have him, whatever, it's fine.
Imagine if 2077 had the option, you could be haunted by
Uncle Bob.
Keanu Reeves, I'm trying to Johnny Silverhand or by Cassie Glass, if you had the option.
Someone write the fanfic, please. All right, I'll do it. That's fine. Don't worry, I'll take that one for the team.
I mean, and this is just kind of, I mean, we've talked a bit about the fan reaction to the episode that we just have, but as a whole as well, the reaction's kind of been overwhelming. Like, Chris, you've got up there some of the more global spanning thoughts, do you not?
Yeah, so I have some charts, some numbers. So in our first week, we were really lucky, and this is a big kind of thank you. This is not us
tooting our own horn,
This is us being humbled and really thanking those people who are making this happen. On the first week of our launch, we were in the top 40 in Brazil in the Apple Podcast charts for hobbies. We were in the top 5 in Australia for hobbies.
That's incredible.
We were top 21 for games and hobbies in Australia. So there's two charts, hobbies and games and hobbies. And we were 5 and 21 respectively, which is pretty cool.
That's nuts. Single digits.
In England, in the Great Britain, we were in the top 20 in the first week of launch in England in the hobbies chart. And in the US, we were in hobbies, we were 48 in
top 50.
Hell
so,
yeah.
All those numbers sound kind of overwhelming. All of those places and all of those people who are listening, thank you. It means heaps to us.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to everyone in Brazil or France who are listening to us. Yeah, thank you.
Never guessed that we would have international reach, but
got a lot of listeners in Brazil, got a lot of listeners in Canada, a lot of listeners in France, quite a few listeners in Norway and England. We're big love to you all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're breathtaking, all of you.
Oh. Yeah.
It is just so weird, like, to me still, that we are bigger in America than we are in Australia. Like, we still have fans in Australia, but it's just like, I remember hearing that from podcast groups where they're like, you know, generally our international reach kind of expands past our national reach. And I was like, ha-ha, that's weird. Oh, it happens all. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I'm more exotic to our American listeners. And by exotic, I mean, say things like heaps good, mate, and throw another shrimp on the barbie. I don't know. You guys seem to like that.
Yeah, you enjoy that.
Really cool that Brazil is a big fan as well. I think mainly because I would be really excited to see. I hope one thing that comes from Cyberpunk 2020 is that maybe some of our fans get more of an interest in playing themselves because, you know, what other worlds are there? I know that Night City and the world of Night City is pretty pretty well explored, but most cyberpunk settings seem to be kind of America or Asia, and it would just be really cool to see other people's cultural influences on the work. Like,
absolutely,
yeah. Like, what would South America look like in a cyberpunk world? Who knows?
We have a lot of love for just recently, in this last week, we just got some big chart news. We want to do a big thank you. Germany. We peaked at number 2 in Germany.
Hey!
This last week.
Dankeschön.
Yeah. My homeland. So, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Represent big, Germany.
Big shout out to Germany. We love you so much. That's amazing. We hope things are good over there if you're listening to a Cyberpunk 2020 dystopian. No, it's fantastic.
I think things are actually amazing in Germany. I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're very progressive, aren't they?
I just said yes in German, by the way.
They're lovely. Cool. Thank you.
Germans are lovely people, and I'm glad that you're listening as well, Germany.
Yeah.
Hey, our German fans, my last name's Flöhl. It's German. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Just throw a stone and you might hit a Flöhl. I know all of them are over there. So.
Or you might hit this one if you throw it really hard.
While we're talking at our audience and throwing praise in their faces, I just thought I'd like to say, like, if we might do another sort of wrap up at the end of the season. And if you have any questions for us, like about how we made the show and what went into it and what recording was like, just let us know. Find us on social media and ask some questions, and we'll make space in that wrap up to sort of answer any questions you might have.
I know for sure that there's like, I've got my little notebook here, and like, there's heaps of ideas and stuff that I scribbled down that I never got about formulating into characters or, you know, proposing as ideas. I'm sure all of our notebooks are full of those kind of like what ifs and like jokes that we talked about or other character details and like
all the moments where Phil was like, oh, you're going there and doing I mean over here is okay, sure. If you must.
Yeah, no, I literally just cut all that from the podcast.
Or
so.
Well, your passive aggressive like, suggestions that we just ignored. It would be easier, but it's your
as
choice.
A referee, I'm just saying.
Can we do a big big shout out to Paul Goodman? Because this is
with the edits,
like, I don't know about you, Ellen, but for me, this is the first time listening back to it with the edits in and with the music in, and it's rad. I'm really excited and really glad. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Like, working with music has really like elevated the podcast a lot. Like, when I've editing and I'm looking a moment, I'm like, oh, how well does this moment work? And then you find the right track from Paul to put under it, and you're like, boom, that's it. This, now it works. So it's such a great kind of tool, and the kind of the toolbox he's given me to work with musically is really diverse but still really thematic. So Goodman, amazing job. Thank you.
Paul Goodman is a friend of Baby Beard Media who also does a podcast himself with Paul Salt. It's called One Good Thing, where they find the movies that people have just hated for years and
given up on
the one good thing about them. We've guested on it several times and they've been on our shows quite a few times, and basically we went to Goodman and said, you seem to do music for your own shows, how would you like to do an entire season for us?
And weirdly he said yes
and it's been incredible. It's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and especially like working with him to make Rubber Veins, Because I just thought it would be a fun idea, but I had no idea if it was too ambitious to kind of see through. And, like, basically recording what I thought the melody would be, sending it over to him, him sending a track back and, like, going back and forth like that. It was it was just incredible to see.
Paul's in Melbourne, so yeah. You were working remotely with him.
Yeah, it was just a lot of sending back and forth and kind of going, oh, I think the melody would be like, no, 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 and like sending just vocals. He takes all of that nonsense and
makes the thing,
formulates a track around it, which is would be incredibly hard to do, and then sends it back to me, and then I sing over the top, and somehow we...
Make a thing.
Made a track.
Have you ever heard of the Postal Service? No. The band, mean? The Postal Service.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I thought that was a sneaky jab.
I thought that was definitely a jab.
No.
Why don't you ship it?
The Postal Service is a little collab between the guy from Death Cab for Cutie and an electronic musician whose name escapes me. And they made this awesome album called Give Up, and it's the group they call themselves as the Postal Service because they literally sent the files back and forth with each other.
What?
Wow.
Is this in the mail? How old was this? Sorry, how long ago was this? Was this a while ago?
This is a while ago. It's probably about 10 years ago.
That's cool as shit.
And for a while, the U.S. Postal Service was selling the album on their website.
That's
like a little advertising of like, hey, look what you can achieve with the Postal Service.
That's adorable.
But yeah, it just reminds me of that, the back and forth and the long distance collaboration. Like it certainly has its challenges, but the results, you know, I think the results speak for themselves.
I think while we're congratulating people as well, we need to also send love to Mr. Jack Sumner.
Yes.
For providing not only the Roll to Cast logo that you see, but the Going Mainstream Subpunk 2020 logo that you see. So all the fine artwork that's been plastered on Twitter, social medias for weeks and weeks and weeks is all thanks to him.
Which just looks so right. Like it looks like we're a big company and we have money to throw at this kind of shit.
We
fooled
you.
And we have a Patreon that's really well funded.
And... Joke's on you guys.
friend who quit doing...
Graphic design
to be an actor. So.
Yeah, amazingly talented in both respects. He's a
exactly,
great
yeah.
actor, great graphic design.
I should
artist.
Also point out
I just
we,
love
we did
pay. I think it, yeah. Sorry.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I was just going to say, I should point out, we did pay him. So
yes.
So he
in
better
exposure,
be good.
In exposure, which is happening right now. So I hope you enjoy your exposure.
Your 10 seconds of fame.
Yeah. No, we really did pay him.
Yeah.
Yes. But also exposure.
But also, yeah.
Bonus exposure. It's your tip.
The exposure is just him sitting naked somewhere, fanning himself with his cyberpunk money, right?
Thanks, Ellen. Appreciate that. That's a great image to kind of conjure up. No, that's lovely. That's good.
Talked a little bit about Cassie there and around rubber veins, but Chris, how do you feel about the response to Bob? And I know
people love Bob.
To let people in a little bit, like, weren't you a little bit nervous about how people were going to feel about Bob?
Yes, I was terrified. After, I think, the first day of record, to lift the veil a little bit, we record in quite large chunks. I think we did it over 3 days, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And after the first day, I think I said to you, I can't remember if I said it just to you or to the group. I said, I'm really worried about that people won't like Bob.
Yeah.
That they will hate him, that they will dislike him, and that they will find him just an unlikable character. The voice was kind of made in that instance. I had an idea of what the voice was, but I hadn't tested it out efficiently yet. And so I started performing it, and then it stuck, and I was like, right, this is it.
I've my voice.
To this bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because I remember before we released episode one, remember you sent me a message as well, Chris. You're like, are people going to hate Bob? And yes. I'm pretty sure I said to you, Chris, he's going to be the thing they remember most.
Yeah. I distinctly remember like something about this being said where it's like, is Bob going to be kind of too abrasive? It's like, fuck no. People are going to kill themselves over Bob. People are going to fucking ignore everyone else and just like they just want Wake Up Night City.
I think one of our earliest reviews started with like, we finished with like Bob for president. I was like, yeah, that's right.
Speaking of reviews, I've got a bunch of them.
Hey.
That I can jump into.
Good segue.
Just so that we can, there's a few people who've sent us some messages, and we'd like to appreciate not just the people who are listening, but to the people who've reached out to us. Be Kind and Rewind, damn you. Thank you. Appreciate that. From Watkinson DM, thank you for your shout out. Crunchy Lad and Straight Cordial, thank you. You're all Australians. I won't go right into these unless they're questions. Actually, no, I'll read the messages.
Also, by the way, Crunchy Lad and Straight Cordial sounds like a band in itself.
I was going to say they sound like superheroes. He's crunchy.
Be Kind and Rewind. It's an awesome RPG podcast in general. I've been waiting for something like this. Well, thank you very much. We're happy to fill that void. Watkinson DM, the actual play podcast I never knew I wanted. Solid cast, awesome music, and very interesting characters. Uncle Bob for president. Can't wait to see where this goes. Thank you very much. Crunchy Lead, excellent music, great characters, lots of fun. Love it, love it. Straight Cordial, quite enjoy the first ep. Definitely wanting to hear more. We hope you do. And I think your title of Everyone Loves Bob, appreciate that. Thank you, mate. whoever you are, Cordial. From Brazil, Levitian 17. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Cyberpunked, lovely work. Humans, keep it up till April 2020. We hope to. From I don't know if we will be able to, but next season you'll keep listening and you'll hear information about that. Ooh. From Germany, No Name Party. I like the cast. I like the setting. I've got Shadowrun chills without the magic and trogs. Give it a listen because the sound quality is great and the cast is fun. We try to be fun. So thank you, No Name Party. Great Britain. One Good Salt from One Good Thing, I think. Hilarious role-playing podcast. Each member of the team is very funny and crafted excellent characters. The scenario is fun. There's just the right amount of metagaming. It's all very fun. Pretty excellent music too. We think the music is better than pretty excellent.
That's right.
Super freaking amazing. From Italy, Mad T-E-U-Z. Tudes. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce that. Apologies. Best cyberpunk podcast so far. Thank you for that. That's such a kind thing to say.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Crazy Good. This is from the States. Max KU 89. Crazy Good. I found you guys when looking for some inspiration on my own Cyberpunk Red campaign. Your campaign and characters are fantastic. I've got to steal your server room scene. It's so awesome. Keep it up. And then finally, My Last Nerve, awesome. What a wicked cool production and a way to listen to a playthrough of Cyberpunk. Excited to see where it goes. Off to a great start. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We can't express how much
totally
we love it.
The moment's totally past now, but I had a really good joke, so
Can I hear it anyway?
You going to reach for it?
That Straight Cordial would make a really good superhero because it's so strong.
Oh,
worth it.
Concentrated.
That's incredible. Yeah. I love that a lot.
There's a Twitter reference that I really want to find, which basically just it said, Cassie Glass and Uncle Bob were amazing. Junk, you're there too. I love it. So I also think we buried the lead a bit there because, Chris, you did mention something, you cheeky little boy, which is that there is indeed going to be a season two of Roll to Cast. And I think we can reward the listeners with a bit of information on what that might be. Chris, do you want to take this, sir?
The intrigue.
Oh. Yes.
I think I thought you went into your DM voice there.
I am going into my DM voice. Oh, good. My thematically appropriate voice.
Oh, my God.
We are in season two of Roll to Cast. It will be the game of Vampire the Masquerade.
Oh.
With Chris DMing.
That's right, with me DMing
Storytelling.
This time.
Storytelling.
Storytelling. Yes. My apologies.
As as a vampire is known to do. Yeah. It's
wonderful. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Which means that it takes a reign.
Anyone has played vampire before, except me, for a long time. So it's going to be a fun game.
Not only have we not played vampire.
We're not very good at it.
No, I think we did it right. But I'm just saying, Chris is like the opposite end of the spectrum. He's the polar opposite. He is the vampire guy.
Haven't you been playing for about 20 years, Chris?
Yeah.
Which
I've been role
nuts.
Playing for 20 years, sure. But I've been playing vampire for about 10.
Ugh, only just 10.
Only a decade, yeah.
In vampire years, that doesn't mean much.
That's true. But you are not a vampire, Chris. You are a human.
Because if it wasn't made clear, kind of one of the points of Roll to Cast is to expand outside. We all love D&D. In fact, I'm pretty sure all of us play D&D, but it's kind of been nice to bring exposure and awareness to roleplay games outside of that world. So we're looking at expanding each season and you know, dipping our toes into something else each time.
Yeah. It's
not to say we might not come back to Cyberpunk. We may well do so, but we have lots of ideas in the interim of other games that we want to explore. And I think for us, as well as for you, audience, keeping it interesting, I think that's for us as well, is that to sort of challenge ourselves and give ourselves a variety of things to tackle. Because that, you know, this is really exciting for us. And I think when we're excited, we make better content. So, look out for a whole variety. And hey, if you've got ideas for things you want to see us play, then don't be shy. Let us know.
Hopefully there's a bit of crossover between fans who are like Cyberpunk fans who are maybe not, who are new to Vampire, or Vampire fans who are new to Cyberpunk, that people can kind of share that and, you know, try out different things. Use us as a vehicle to explore the different sort of role-playing games that are out there.
Or people who are completely new to role-playing games altogether. Like, I've only played D&D, like, up until Cyberpunk 2020, and it was a great vehicle of like, how do I kind of just jump in like straight down at the deep end and kind of like immerse myself in this new world, and then also have the stakes of knowing that this is kind of like a concise story that we're gonna do, like we might come back to it, but this story with this character is, these characters are very like in the moment, in the now, and we're going to tell you a story with a nice end. Well, not a nice ending, with an ending.
As opposed to a D&D campaign, which
that
is
can
sort
go
of
on forever.
Endless and ongoing.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really good point. I think some people out there may want to do, you know, try role-playing, but D&D's not for them. That's fine. Like, some people don't like the setting or don't like the tone of D&D. And I think hopefully people get from this that there's plenty of other options out there.
Listeners, there are hundreds. Yeah. There are hundreds
more,
out there.
Probably, yeah.
And they all have different feels. You know, some are way more roleplay heavy or can be played in a roleplay heavy way, and others are much more mechanical. It's so much variety out there. And if we bring a little spotlight to that, I'll be really happy.
You want us to play any particular one, you send us a message and we'll put it on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what I'm looking forward to. Cyberpunk Red, baby!
Ooh. Yeah. So we're waiting for the full release of that. They've got the Jumpstart kit out now, and people have been enjoying that a lot. So I'm really psyched for when the full one comes out.
Just to really kind of like go like into the deep end and just really like rip that lore apart and just engulf that book into ourselves. It'd
be
great.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that pretty much covers most of kind of, I guess the last thing we would talk about is, you know, what we can expect in the episodes to come. I mean, well, Phil, you have a better grasp on it than anyone. Do you want to give a bit of a prelude of things to come?
In a spoiler-free way. I guess in a general sense. So at the moment, the characters are a little bit split up and they're doing sort of their own solo things that'll continue for a little bit. So we'll see a little bit of Junk. We'll see a little bit of Bob. Working on their own stuff. So it'll be exciting to sort of delve into the characters. And then obviously we're gearing up for the big heist at the end of the season. What happens when the characters try to make it into the WNS building? Can they pull it off? That's the really exciting thing that's coming up at the end of the season. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy the ending. It's pretty explosive. I haven't given away anything too much.
No.
Look, I think whether or not our characters pull it off? I think us, Baby Beard, we pull it off. We have pulled it off.
I think it's going to be a treat. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it.
We're really excited for everyone to listen.
And obviously, guys, if you guys are excited and you want to share that excitement with us, there are a few ways you can do that. The first of which is if you'd like to email us, you can do so by emailing us at babybeardmedia@gmail.com.
Don't forget all the socials as well. In particular, with Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, if you have any particular interpretations of our characters or Cyberpunk 2020, please let us see. If you cosplay as Cassie Glass, I will fucking...
Yes. She'll cry. Oh is my god! Happen.
I'll cry and then try and make out with you. It'll be very weird, but good.
But good. I think a few cosplayers have just gone, maybe I don't want to. And a few people who aren't in the cosplay scene have gone, oh, maybe I'll give this cosplay
and
thing a try.
Now I'm gonna start cosplaying. Yeah, and that's all at Baby Beard Media.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're not subscribed to it. And if you have a little message that you want to get straight to us, you can send it via the review thing. If you like what we're doing, send the review. It's great.
So the new episodes of Going Mainstream are coming every week on Friday.
The Australians will get it on Saturday morning, but the US peeps will get it afternoon, evening.
Friday night,
firefight. but yeah, once again, and finally, thank you guys so much for being as awesome as you have been. It makes it so much easier for us to do this each week and to kind of send it out to you. We've enjoyed the love and we love you all back.
Yeah,
we love you.
Big kisses.
Love you, Chimbers.
But obviously, next week we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming. And until that time, playing junk, I've been Sean.
I'm Cassie Glass, and I've been Ellen.
It's Uncle Bob here. He's played by Chris.
And wrangling all these crazies is referee, me, Phil.
All right, bye, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.
See if you guys can do a Bob voice. I want to hear you guys try and do a Bob voice.
I don't know if I can do it. No, I don't know.
What time is it?
So,
I don't know.
Wait, there's too many Bobs here. How many Bobs?
Who's the real Bob?
Can you fit?
Which one's the real Bob?
The real Bob would want to die.
Bobbing for apples or appling for Bob?
A cacophony of Bobs, which is actually what it's called when you get a bunch of Bobs.
I thought it was a nightmare.
a nightmare
of Bob.
You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.